Welcome into the ESU Buzz. We are very happy today to be joined for the Buzz by Dr. Greg Schneider, the Roe R. Cross Distinguished Professor of History and Government Relations Officer at Emporia State. Dr. Schneider, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Doing even better than when I asked you 2.5 minutes ago? Even better than?
Yeah.
It makes a difference. We're also very happy to be joined by Dr. Darla Mayline, Professor of Social Sciences and Head of Emporia State's Bachelor of Science and Education Program in Social Sciences. Dr. Mayline, good morning.
Good morning, Trajan.
Well, we're very happy to have you on here today, as there's a lot of excitement going on at Emporia State. I think one of the biggest thing is the new History and Government undergraduate degree that's been announced here at Emporia State.
Yeah, we're very excited about this. About last spring, me and several other people in the department noticed that we had seemingly declining numbers of undergrads enrolling in our programs. And we had two really large graduating classes in history and political science over the past 2 or 3 years. I think COVID may have impacted certainly some of our numbers going forward as well. So I thought maybe it'd be a good time to merge the two programs together, since we do a lot of similar things. We have a lot of focus on politics, on state and local government, on national politics, on world history and government as well. And so I proposed this to the members of the department, and everybody was really excited about it, and we put it together in the summer, and it got approved by the Board of Regents just in November. So we're really excited to be launching that, especially as both the major in BA and BS in history and BA and BS in political science, as well as the MA in history, were suspended due to the program reviewed just in the fall. So we're excited to get this new program up and going.
Greg, how long did it take you, I guess, to finalize the plan to merge into the three different tracks that were announced last week?
It really wasn't that much of a problem. I mean, I talked to the individual members of the department. We worked together to kind of develop the program. There are models of this. I mean, there are a couple other places around the country that offer this kind of combined history and government major. So I kind of took some of their structure and just created our own. It's just really a change in the name in some respects. We just decided to keep it as a BS, a Bachelor of Science program, rather than a Bachelor of Arts, because most of our majors in both programs were BS majors instead of BA majors. And so we decided just to do that, and we structured it so that there's an American history and government component that students can take classes in, and they'll have to take at least 12 hours in that. There's a world history and government, same thing, 12 hours in European history, world history, Asian politics, global kind of political areas for the political scientists, and then an ideas and institutions aspect as well, which offers everything from political party history to a couple classes on constitutional law and other sorts of things. So that we're putting together, I think, what's a broad and important program that will help the students get positions in government agencies, in public service, and help them if they go to law school, to graduate programs in either history or political science, or a lot of our students go into the library science program as well.
And you bring up an interesting point. You know, you look at the three tracks, and I think people will gravitate to the two, the American history, world history. Those two make a lot of sense. But I'm really intrigued by that ideas and institutions track here, and really how your traffic is going to wind up being once you get, you know, the students involved here next fall. But also really, you know, as you mentioned here, some of the different opportunities that, you know, may get hidden in a history or a government program elsewhere.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the exciting things. I think that the traditional aspect is just to do the two major areas. I think throwing in this ideas and institutions aspect, which includes things like there's a two semester course on political parties in America, constitutional law. Once in a while, I'll throw in a course, and other people might throw in some courses as well, but I'll do a course on the rise and fall of communism. There's other things about I think there's a course on developing nations, these sorts of areas. All of that will be important, I think, to our majors who are focusing on legal aspects, law school, training for law school or training for government service. These sorts of things are going to be beneficial to them. We also have ongoing internships with the legislature. We have several students who get those each year. What I would hope to do as a government relations officer, as that gets bigger and bigger, is to have a student do an internship with me, possibly in the legislature during the spring semester, and kind of learn that if they're interested in doing that sort of career path as well.
Greg Schneider joining us here on the ESU Buzz. Roar Cross Distinguished Professor of History and also Government Relations Officer here for Emporia State University. And also Darla Mayline joining us, Professor of Social Sciences and Head of the Emporia State Bachelor of Science and Education Program in Social Sciences. Darla, let's bring you in here and let's talk about the BSE in Social Sciences Education, because the way it sounds here is there's quite a few areas where graduates can teach here once it comes to middle school and high school once they graduate with this degree.
Yes, my students come out very well prepared to go anywhere and teach anything. As you probably on the list there, American history, world history, Kansas history, civics or government, economics, geography, sociology. So there's lots they can teach. But I'm very excited about this new program, the way they've restructured this, because my students are actually going to have more elective choices as far as electives that they will actually get information that they will teach in a 6 through 12 classroom. A lot of times, some of the electives they've had in the past have been very narrow in focus, and it might be on a topic that they might not ever get to teach in a public school, or maybe, you know, you're a recent graduate of Emporia High, I think, are fairly recent, and you know that how much, you know, you had to do in your social studies classes. You didn't get to spend a lot of time on a lot of topics. So I think these classes are going to expose my students to more content that they'll actually be able to use.
You mentioned here about, you know, the different options. I guess maybe, you know, for folks that clearly are not in the university setting, maybe you can talk a little bit about how things were structured initially and just how this program is now adapted to meet current and future needs.
Okay, for me, well, my students will still have the same number of hours. They have to have 12 hours of American history, well, 15 hours of American history,
okay,
12 hours world history, 12 hours of civics government courses. And really, what this just offers them, I think, are more choices of way they've kind of restructured this. And Dr. Schneider can help me out with this some. As far as the course offerings are just really going to be content things that my students need. They also have to pass this content test that asks a lot of questions about a lot of things. And I think they're going to get exposed to more information and content that will help them pass that test.
Greg, did you want to chime
in? In terms of what we thought going forward, that, you know, the strongest major in the social science department, sociology and criminology area, is the BSc in social science ed. And so this was designed to also help that program immensely, because that's our kind of bread and butter. Is we would rather train quality teachers. Since the master's program in history was suspended, in some respects that's a bad thing, but in other respects it helps us to free up resources and people to concentrate on what our bread and butter is, and that's training teachers. So I think integrating Darla's students and program and what she wants to do in terms of primary source education into what we're doing in the history and government program will be beneficial for everybody, not only our majors, but also for the BSE students.
This is the ESU Buzz. Again, we're chatting here with Greg Schneider and Darla Mayline as we talk about adjustments here. Earlier, we were talking a little bit about the new undergraduate degree program approved by the Kansas Board of Regents last month involving American history and government, world history and government, ideas and institutions. Now we're focusing on the Bachelor of Science and Education in Social Sciences Education. And Darla, let's talk about the licensure. We're talking about the ability to teach students in grades 6 through 12. Licensure now for that middle level also was available, grades 5 through 8.
Yes. My students can get two licenses. They can get the 5 through 8 for middle school or the 6 through 12, where they can also teach in a middle school, through high school.
And then also, it looks like you got students that can be enrolled in the way it sounds, multiple different tracks here when it comes to, say, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences or the Teachers College.
I don't think so. One thing I just want to make clear in this is just it's not so much a track that they're majoring in than the program.
Okay.
These are just aspects that they'll take.
It's understood.
Covering,
okay. Thank you.
Area. So, but I think it will broaden them in a sense that instead of just taking maybe classes in political science or history in one area, they'll still have a kind of requirement to take multiple areas like we have it organized. Mm-hmm. So that, 12 hours in American history, 12 hours in world, and I think I have it, I think we have it 12 hours in the ideas and institutions too. Now the BSE will be different because they have different courses that, as Darla talked about, that they have to take. But I think it'll still focus on content, which will be very beneficial to both groups.
Oh, definitely it will.
I wanted to ask you both here, and Darla, I'll start with you. You know, obviously there was a lot of concern, a lot of angst when the framework for workforce management was rolled out, and then the reinvestment process started rolling out in spurts here over the last 3 months. From your perspective, what's the atmosphere on campus now? Some of that angst and concern going away, and the focus is now on really these individual program adjustments and the future of the individual programs, or how are things looking on campus now as we get towards really the end of the fall term?
Well, I can only speak for myself and my program, but, you know, my students, I knew all along that my program was going to be okay because we are, as Greg said, the bread and butter of this. So I've always just focused on my program, what we do best, and told them, you know, we were fine. And I really haven't, I've just kind of kept my head down and done my job and do what I'm supposed to do on a day-to-day basis. So I can't really speak to the rest of it.
Greg, from your perspective, what do you say?
There's going to be continued issues going forward, of course, with the fact that there's faculty who are leaving, and the fact that faculty who are leaving are still here. There's issues remaining there that are just going to bubble up from time to time. But I think ultimately the rollout of the programs that we've announced reinvestment to has been greeted very positively. I think the atmosphere on campus is better than it certainly was a few months ago. I think things are turning around. You know, it won't be perfect, but that the reinvestments that we're focusing on have met with some very positive responses.
And what is the mood, I guess, on campus now with, you know, you got fall commencement coming up here in just a little bit, really just within the next week or so?
Well, my students are stressed out because they have a lot of work to do.
Still some finals to take, right?
It's supposed to be next week, and then next week is finals week. So there's a lot of stress about just what they have to do.
I think a lot of the students had, some harsh responses to the changes, but I think ultimately the students are focused on what they need to get done and what they are focused on. And the fact that a lot of these changes have been positive, have been rolled out, and have maybe mollified a lot of the worries that they have. Like Darla said, right now they're just focused on finishing up. They're stressed out. They're tired. Today's the
and
last.
And so are we.
So are we, yeah.
Yeah, I understand that.
They have classes for them, so they're happy to be done, ready for the break.
You know, having gone through finals week more times than I care to admit in college, it's nice to hear a professor say, we're stressed out too. I mean, no,
we
I mean that in a good way.
Pain.
Yeah, I mean that in a good way.
Awesome.
Well, and I'm preparing future teachers, so I always tell them, you know, get used to it. This is a glimpse into the rest of your life. You will be stressed out.
Darla, anything else you wanted to add here before we close out the interview?
No, I'm just very excited. I just think this is really going to benefit my students, that the courses they're going to be able to take, it's going to really be a good benefit for them.
Greg, anything else you wanted to add before we close it down today?
Same thing. I think we're looking forward to next fall when the program starts up. I mean, we'll have to teach out the students in the courses that they're in now in history, but that's not a problem because most of the courses aren't changing in the program. It's just the structure that's changing. And I think it'll be beneficial for us going forward as well.
Good deal. Well, Greg, thanks so much. Darla, thank you very much here for joining us here this morning. And best of luck wrapping up the fall term and, you know, with these exciting new changes coming into the picture here next fall.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
All right. This has been the ESU Buzz with Greg Schneider, Roar Cross Distinguished Professor of History, Government Relations Officer joining us, and also Dr. Darla Mahlon, Professor of Social Sciences and Head of Emporia State's Bachelor of Science in Education Program in Social Sciences.